The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Enjoy ultra-fast speeds up to 10 times faster than Sky's standard broadband.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
10 to 10, Monday morning. Let's get busy with the James Bond world. We have tickets to a dedicated screening of the Irish premiere of No Time to Die for healthcare frontline workers and a guest to give away for next Tuesday, the September the 28th. So let's say good morning to Stephen Mangan. Hi, Stephen.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Nice to talk to you. What part of the world are you in, Stephen?
We're queuing up here at the minute.
Good man. And have you been, are you a healthcare frontline worker?
I am a daily paramedic for the last 30 years or so. So I've just said you're a researcher. Yesterday, 30 years ago, I think I qualified in the Defence Forces as a medic, and still going strong.
Congratulations. And look, you know, it's a case of hats off to you and your colleagues for everything you've been doing in the last 18 months or so. So how has it been for you?
It's been tough at times, but, you know, yourself, it's kind of it's the profession itself. You just have to get up and get on with it. You know what I mean? So, look, I mean, everybody was kind of decimated at one stage. I kind of took a break from the medical game for a while. I was in the entertainment game then for a little while, and I kind of had to go back because the entertainment game was decimated. So
yes.
I went back to driving an ambulance. So
that's a gasp, because you, so your story reflected the pandemic career story in many ways.
It did, and my wife was a hairdresser as well.
Oh, so my God. It's all going on in your house, Stephen.
So it went down fairly well in my house, all right. It was like one day somebody just switched the lights off, and that was that, you know?
Yeah, I was watching documentary on the pandemic, and there was just this moment I mentioned the other day about how the camera panned across faces of healthcare workers, and they just all started to cry in different hospitals, in different places, as the realization of the enormity of what they'd been up to and what had been what they'd seen and what they'd done dawned on them. So I know it's probably going to be a while before we process the enormity of everything, but I trust you're okay otherwise.
Well, look, everything is great at the minute. You know what I mean? As I said, there's light at the end of the tunnel. Thank God. Things are starting, even restrictions are starting to be lifted again today, and we can't wait to get into a nightclub and party away.
That sounds good to me, but also we can't wait to get to send you and maybe your wife to the new Bond movie. Are you a Bond guy? Hopefully. Are you into
I
this?
I am indeed, yeah. I was only watching Roger Moore last night.
I had a bit of a Bond weekend, actually. I was watching that, and the guy from Fantasy Island was in it, Tattoo Van,
Nick.
Yeah, exactly. As a Christopher Lee was Scaramanga and all that. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, I remember Christopher Lee, the old horror film,
The Hammer House of Horror. Exactly.
Yes,
you know your stuff. Okay, best Bond.
My best Bond, I think would have been Pierce Brosnan.
Oh yeah, great.
Sean Connery, Pierce Brosnan. You see,
I agree with you. I think Pierce Brosnan brought a sort of sense of humour to it. That wasn't as cheesy as Roger Moore and not as intense as Sean Connery. Strangely, I thought he was a great Bond.
Okay, worst Bond would have been Charles Timothy Dalton.
Well, I know what you're saying. He was, I think, a Royal Shakespearean Company actor who I think got caught up in Bond by accident. It's almost like he fell into it.
Yeah, he just walked by the wrong door at the right time, and that was about it. Yeah.
100%. All right, a few questions. You'll have to pass these this little test, if you don't mind.
Okay,
stand by, Stephen. We have question one. In Casino Royale, Bond becomes a 00 agent with a license to what? Is it Thrill? Oh, you don't have to give you a multi-choice. Correct. Who sings the title song for Skyfall? Is it Giselle, Manuel, or Adele?
Adele.
You've got this. Inspector. Mr. Bond comes up against his old nemesis. But what's the nemesis' name? Is it Ernesto Guevara, Stavros Flatley, or Ernst Stavro Blofeld?
I think it's number A.
Yeah. Say that again.
It's A.
Say that again.
C.
Correct! You're so good at this, Stephen. You know your stuff. Who is in Bond's Aston Martin boot / trunk in the beginning of Quantum of Solace? Is it Mr. White, Mr. Tickle, or Mr. Messy?
Mr. White.
Oh, my goodness. Woo! Last question for you. Where is James Bond's childhood home located in Skyfall? Is it Scotland, Newfoundland, or Newlands Cross?
Newfoundland, is it?
Yeah, what?
Scotland.
Scotland! You're all over this. Stephen, congratulations. You've just won yourself two tickets to the premiere. And this is before anyone else is going to see it, to the premiere of the new Bond film, No Time to Die, in the Lighthouse Cinema in Dublin.
My wedding anniversary as well, Ryan.
Oh, come on.
Just Sinead a very happy anniversary. We spend that night out, so.
Well, listen, congratulations. Happy anniversary to you both. And I couldn't have thought of a more worthy winner to start us off this Monday morning. Stephen, best to you and the family. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Ryan.
All the best. Bye.